Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of the Wicked Case Podcast. I'm your host, Cool Kyle, and with me is my nasally, congested, allergy-ridden friend, Ref Kev.
Just a sore throat guy.
Oh, okay. All right. It sounds like allergies.
Little allergy, little stuff, little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Tis the season. Happy spring.
Happy spring, I know. Dude, my allergies have been fucking off the... It's been crazy. It's been nuts. So I feel you on that.
So today's episode is going to be mostly Kyle talking, so you'll hear very little from me.
Yeah. So Rev's going to answer some questions about 1990s wrestling, WWF, WWE.
Yeah.
So I'll read the questions.
Trivia. 90s trivia.
90s trivia. Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. And then next week, we're going to tag in for more wrestling because Kyle's either going to A, hopefully make me a homemade WrestleMania quiz like I did to him last year, or B, we'll just find WrestleMania trivia that Kyle will ask me. And then we're going to talk about WrestleMania because it's next week.
Yeah.
So back-to-back WrestleMania episodes, and then we'll figure out where to go from there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be an exciting time. It's definitely an interesting WrestleMania this year. You know, Roman Reigns versus Cody, the big giant match that is going to be happening.
I'm just going to say this now. If Cody doesn't finish his story this year because they're trying to push Roman Reigns to beat Hulk Hogan's record, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
Oh, I'm going to be pissed too.
I'm going to be pissed. Just don't worry about Hogan's reign, okay? You like him, you don't like him, you like him, you don't like him. Just let it be. Roman's been on a tremendous run, and that's fantastic for him. But he hasn't really won a match straight up by himself without any quote-unquote help in a long time. And I get that this has been a slow burn for a couple years, and the bloodline's like, we're only in the third inning of this. No, the game's been called because of rain, so we made it to five innings, and we're done. We're done. Let it be. I feel like I can already manifest that Sammy's going to win against Gunther. I think Sammy's going to beat Gunther because Gunther already has the reign. As far as the longest champion ever. So that sets up. The only thing I could conceivably see, which I don't think they would do, would be like Gunther running interference on Cody during the match, but I doubt that would happen. So I do think Cody will win. I hope he wins. And that, like I said, that could set up Gunther and Cody down the line because they already have history. So
that is true.
And that gives Roman some time to chill out. That gives The Rock some time to chill out. Then for next year's WrestleMania, you can start to have a slow burn between The Rock and Roman not being together and then maybe leading to a match next year at WrestleMania where Roman Reigns takes, like I said, a lot of time off and just does like the pay-per-view matches. Oh, sorry, premium live events. Sorry.
Yeah, because we've known for a little while that Roman has wanted to take some time off to, you know, whether it's just time off to take time off or go to Hollywood.
And you can still keep the Bloodline storyline going without Roman having the title.
Yeah.
Because you can still do the whole tribal chief thing where, you know, maybe because does Cody and Seth lose in the tag match and Roman and The Rock win? And then after, because if Roman wins the tag match, Roman's not winning the title match. That's why I'm worried if Cody and Seth win the title match, I'm concerned that I don't know if you're going to win both. I think you'll lose one and you'll win one.
Yeah, because then that will set up if they lose. Pardon me. If they lose the tag match, then that sets up impossible odds at night two because then it's Bloodline rules, and that stacks up the deck for Cody.
Which is what WWE would do.
Yeah.
But so we'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's start with the trivia. In the late 1990s, Lex Luger was feuding with three wrestlers. Which wrestler does not belong? Sid Vicious, Motor City Madman, Big Cat, or Stan Hansen?
Oh, my God. First off, I would like to announce that this is not WWF trivia. That's WCW, because Lex Luger was in WCW in 1999, or the late 90s, so that's bullshit.
Okay.
So right off the bat, I'm calling bullshit. Because anybody can tell you this, unless you are a fan of WCW.
I can't believe you done that.
Listen, nobody watched 90s, late 90s WCW. I mean, like 96, 97, 98, yeah. But after the turn happened and WWE or F took over at that time, after that, 99, 2000, up until they left in 2001, it was trash. It was awful. It was garbage. Kill it with fire.
All
to
right.
answer your question, though, who did he not feud with?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say B because the other three names are recognizable.
Which one?
The Motor City one. I'm going to say that.
No, sorry. It, to me, it's the most recognizable name on this list.
Is it Stan Hansen?
No.
Oh.
Sid Vicious.
Oh, he didn't feud with Sid Vicious?
Nope.
Oh.
It's all right. We'll go on. In the early 1993, Barry Darsow, a.k.a. Repo Man, left the WWF after over 6 years of service. What was his last angle before he departed?
Oh, my fucking God. All right, so if he was in WWF, he was Repo Man.
Yeah.
93, what was his angle?
Yeah, what was he doing during that time?
I don't know, trying to steal the title from Shawn Michaels? I don't fucking know.
You were on the right track. He stole something, but it wasn't the title from Shawn Michaels. There was another wrestler who I have a plushie of.
The Macho Man's hat?
Yes, that is correct.
That's...
It says, on an early segment of Raw, he stole the hat of the late Randy Savage. Savage defeated him the following week to reclaim his property.
This is not just 90s wrestling trivia. This is obscure
90s
wrestling trivia, guys.
Listen, this is everything, man. They don't want to make it easy for you.
Clearly.
All right, so
in 1993, Bastion Booger ate too much food. How long did he have to poop afterwards? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
All right, so here's another one. In January of 1996, Steve Austin made his WWF debut and had a much different gimmick than his Stone Cold persona.
Oh, thank God I know this one.
What was Steve Austin's original build-up?
He was managed by DiBiase, and he was the ringmaster.
That is correct.
Oh, thank God.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, thank God.
All right, number four. On January 11th, 1993, the first ever telecast of Monday Night Raw was broadcast from the Manhattan Center. What was the main event?
I think it was The Undertaker versus Damian Demento.
That is correct.
There we go.
Ding, ding, ding.
There we go.
Very nice. On January 19th, 1992, the WWF presented the 92 Royal Rumble.
Oh, yes. This is my fucking wheelhouse, bro.
Which saw legendary Rowdy Roddy Piper defeat the Mountie for the Intercontinental Champ title.
Yeah, he did.
How long had the Mountie held the title for?
It was short. It was like 3 days.
Ooh, close. Less.
Is it 2 days?
Yes.
2 days.
That's correct.
Yeah, he won it from Bret Hart because Bret Hart was sick at a Springfield, Massachusetts show or something like that, like a house show. Won it from Bret because Bret allegedly had some, like, I think they said like 102, 103 temperature, and doctor said not to wrestle, but Bret Hart's a fighting champion, so he lost. And then a couple nights later, Mountie, he lost to Rowdy Piper, and then Piper kept it till WrestleMania 8, and then they had a really good match between him and Bret. And
yeah. Wow, you know your facts.
I love late 90s.
Well, I got another Royal Rumble question for you. On January 21st, 1990, at the Royal Rumble, the famous Rougeau brothers wrestled their last match in the WWF as a team. Who were their opponents?
In 1990?
Yeah.
They fought the Bushwhackers.
That is correct. Ding, 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 ding. Amazing.
And as Jesse the Body Ventura calls him, the Marching Morons.
The Marching Morons. I remember that, yeah. This one's an easy one. Very easy one. Who won the 98 Royal Rumble?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. What?
Ding, ding, ding. All right. So, which two wrestlers participated in the first pay-per-view match in 1997? So I have options for you.
Wait, wait, wait. What's the question?
Which two wrestlers participated in the first pay-per-view match in 97?
Hold on. So the first pay-per-view match of 97 would be the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So I have to just think of what the opening match from the Royal Rumble of 97 was.
That is correct.
And I've watched the 97 Royal Rumble a lot, so I'm just trying to remember. Okay, 97 pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Royal Rumble. San Antonio, Texas. I know the main event was Shawn Michaels against Sid because Shawn Michaels won his title back. Austin won the Royal Rumble in controversial fashion over Bret the Hitman Hart. I know... I think... Is it Goldust and Triple H?
That is correct.
Yeah, buddy.
That is correct.
Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir.
Just had to think it through.
Yeah.
All right. So what was the first pay-per-view match of 1994?
Oh, that's Bam Bam at Tatanka.
That is correct. All right. Number 10. Diesel won the heavyweight title towards the end of 94. His first major title defense came in the 95 Royal Rumble. Who did he defend the title against?
Bret Hart.
That is correct. Who did Ahmed Johnson face at the Royal Rumble of 96?
Jeff Jarrett.
That is correct.
Nice.
Which WWF title was the first to switch hands in 94 during an episode of Raw?
The Intercontinental title.
No, that is not correct.
Ooh. Oh, that was 93. Was that 93 then? Oh, that might have been 93. And it was 93. Oh, man.
I'll give you another chance.
I screwed myself. 94. Yep. It changed hands on Raw?
Yep. I will admit, this is one of those titles that even to this day kind of flip-flop back and forth with a lot of people.
Is it the heavyweight title?
No.
No, I'm not going
to. The tag team championship.
I was going to say tag team after, but I was like, I've already guessed. Like, there was only like three belts back then.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Marty Jannetty and the 1-2-3 Kid had a short reign as champions in January of 94 by defeating the Quebecers.
Yep. Yep. And then the Quebecers won it back just a couple of weeks later, and then that led to the match at the Royal Rumble against the Hearts, Owen and Bret, and then that's when Bret was being selfish and not letting Owen, like not tagging in Owen. And then Owen kicked Bret Hart in his leg and took it out from under him and he fell. And then that's when Owen famously said, and that's why I kicked your leg out of your leg.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So who did Steve Austin eliminate last to win the Royal Rumble?
Which one?
They don't give one.
Okay. Well, like... All right, well, if we're gonna do in 90s, so in 97 he eliminated Bret Hart last, and in 98 he eliminated The Rock last. So
The Rock.
Okay, that's the 98 Rumble then.
Yeah. See, they don't describe.
Nah. See, that's some cheeky bullshit. Cause
they have another.
Well,
one.
Actually, no. Well, technically, he did eliminate Bret Hart in 97, but Bret had already eliminated him, but the referees didn't see it because Terry Funk and Mick Foley were wrestling on the other side, so the refs were over there, distracted. So Bret threw him out, but Austin got back in because nobody saw it. Austin eliminated, I think, Undertaker and Vader. Bret eliminated somebody. I think it was Kane as fake Diesel. And then Bret got eliminated by Steve Austin, not obviously realizing that he had come back in the ring. And the refs saw Bret get eliminated, and there was a whole big thing, and Bret was all pissy about it.
And, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the next question is pretty much the same. I don't know which, it doesn't specify which year. Who did Hulk Hogan eliminate last to win the Royal Rumble?
All right, in 1990 it was Mr. Perfect, and in 1991 it was Earthquake.
The Mr. Perfect is correct.
Okay.
All right. Which wrestler did not capture their first WWF singles title in 92?
Are there answers? Or?
I can give you it. Yeah,
because I mean, there are plenty of wrestlers that didn't capture a singles title in 92.
Yeah, yeah. No, they give options. Okay. I was sleeping at the wheel.
That's fine.
Undertaker, Ric Flair, Sergeant Slaughter, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Who didn't capture a title in 92?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Bret won a title in 92. Ric Flair won a title in 92. So it's down to Undertaker and Slaughter. Slaughter, I don't think Undertaker won a title in 92. He won in 91 at the Royal Survivor Series and literally held it for like about a week, or not even a week, like 5 days, and then lost it back to Hogan at This Tuesday in Texas. And I don't think The Undertaker won anything in 92 because he didn't need a title because he was the fucking Undertaker. So I'm going to say Taker.
No. Actually, it was Ric Flair.
Wait, who didn't win a title?
Yeah. It says Undertaker won the WWF Championship at Survivor Series.
That's in 91. Okay, yeah.
Slaughter won the WWF Championship at Royal Rumble.
That's in 91.
And Hitman won the Intercontinental Championship at SummerSlam.
So you're saying they didn't win until 92?
Flair did not win a single title until 92.
So what? Well, reread the question again, because maybe I misheard you.
Which wrestler did not capture their first WWF singles title? Oh, I read it wrong. That's my bad. It was supposed to be 91. That's my bad.
Then it would have been, yeah, it would have been Ric Flair.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The problem with this quiz is that it's jumping and like jumbled all over. So they don't really specify like years and stuff like that until you get to the bottom of the question. And it's like, oh yeah, this is from the 92 Royal Rumble. It's like, all right. So let me try to make sure I check the bottom of the question first.
Okay.
All right. So who challenged Bret Hart in the WWF's first ever ladder match?
That would be, well, it's the first televised ladder match, and that was Shawn Michaels.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. On what talk segment did the Rockers break up?
I almost said the Heartbreak Hotel. No, it's the barbershop.
That is correct.
Bobby Heenan's so good in that, where he's like, Gorilla Monsoon's like, oh, right through the barbershop window. And Bobby Heenan goes, Jannetty tried to jump out of the window and escape. What a coward.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's the one thing about WWE is the comedy that they can throw in there.
That's so good. Like there's like this like awful moment that happened when this like this legend, not legendary, but like this good tag team or popular tag team breaks up finally. And that was only like a week before Rumble 92 where they broke up. And like I said, Bobby Heenan, Jannetty tried to jump out of the window to escape. What an act of cowardice. Are you kidding?
Oh, that's great.
It's so funny.
All right. On January 24th, 1993, the WWF presented the Royal Rumble, and the card saw the final pay-per-view appearance of the Big Boss Man for almost 6 years. Ironically, his opponent was making his return after a 4.5-year absence. Who was it? Wait, what?
At the 93 Rumble?
Oh, yeah. The 93 Royal Rumble.
I don't remember Boss Man being in a match. That better not have been a fucking dark match, bro. I do not remember Boss Man being in a match at the 93 Rumble. The Rumble match itself happened. The tag match with the Quebecers happened against the Hearts. Razor Ramon fought IRS for the Intercontinental title. Tatanka fought Bam Bam in the singles match. Undertaker fought Yoko for the casket match. Yeah, I don't remember. So that must have been a dark match or something, bro.
You actually mentioned one of the wrestlers, so I don't know if that's...
What's the answer?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam fought Tatanka. He didn't fight Boss Man. This is bullshit. That's a bullshit quiz. That's a bullshit quiz.
That is odd. Are you sure?
92 Rumble. I think 92 Rumble is when Boss Man fought Bam Bam. I'm going to look this shit up.
And this number is correct in the question. I specifically read the question out and checked the bottom.
All right, hold on a minute. I'm fact checking this.
Yeah, fact check it, because if it's not correct, then
This is fucking. This is not correct.
Then I wouldn't trust it.
No, this is bullshit. Let's see.
Because I made sure this time I knew the correct year.
No, it's not here. All right, and you said it was what, the 93 Rumble?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. Oh. Oh, you said 93, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, yeah, that's my fault.
I was like, wait a minute.
No, that's my fault. I'm thinking 94. That was my fault. I am so sorry.
Okay.
I completely forgot about 1993. I am that is on me. Yep.
That's okay.
Yep. Bam Bam did defeat the Boss Man by pinfall. That is on me. Yep. Nope.
It's okay.
I need to turn my ears on, but they're clogged with fucking garbage.
Okay. Hey, I will say at least the other ones were my fault. This one was not. I read it correctly.
That is my fault. I heard 1993 in my head apparently, but I automatically just went to 1994.
Yeah, like skip this year. I don't care.
I had all the entire 94 card down to. I was like, there's no Boss Man on the 94 card in Providence. No way. No, 93 at the Arco Arena in Sacramento. He was absolutely there. Yes, he was. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
At the 92 Royal Rumble, the Orient Express, Tanaka and Kato wrestled their last high-profile match against a duo that called themselves the New Foundation.
Yeah.
Who were these two wrestlers?
That's Jim Neidhart and Owen Hart.
Correct.
Looks like another Bobby Heenan thing on that commentary. That's so good.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, well, they're all, well, because, like, they come out as the New Foundation, but they're in like, these, like, brightly, like, you know, 90s pastel colors of, like, bright orange and neon green and pink and all that stuff. And he goes, it looks like the Foundation just woke up. He's like, what are you talking? And Berger Monsoon's like, what are you talking about? He's like, they're wrestling in their pajamas.
Oh, jeez. He had such great commentary, too.
So good. So good. Oh, my God. It's
oh,
so
boy.
Good. Oh,
now, this question is going to be tough.
Right. I'm going to listen to it then.
It's going to be tough. I don't know if you'll
we'll
get
see.
It.
We'll see.
A tradition at the Royal Rumble is that one wrestler usually puts on a gutsy performance in terms of longevity.
Right.
Which entrant lasted the longest in the 91 event?
The longest in the 91?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's...
And there are options.
No, I got this. I have this.
Okay.
It's Rick Martel.
That's correct. Huh. Very nice.
I've got this. Because what they did was not... Like, in 80, when it first started in 88 and 89, like, longevity was not a thing.
Yeah.
90, I think, is when it started, because Million Dollar Man came out at number one in 90. It went to, like, entry 23 or 24 before the Warrior eliminated him. And he was in there for, like, 45 minutes or something like that. Something like, or 50. It was crazy.
Yeah.
The following year at 91, Martel came in and was at, like, 55 or 56 minutes. And all they talk about during the 92 when Flair wins is, oh, he's already surpassed the record brain and he's been in there longer. And Flair was in there for like a little over about almost an hour or so. And then in 93, Backlund beat Flair's record. So in 90, there was a record almost set. 91, it was broke. 92, it was broke. 93, it was broke. And then it wasn't broke for like almost, I think, 10 years.
Oh,
I think Backlund's record finally got broke by... I think Chris Voldemort broke it.
Yeah.
I think he broke it, and then I think Ray broke it the year after.
Yeah, because I remember Ray came in as, like, what, number one?
He came in as two.
Two, okay.
Number one, number two, what difference does it make? You still start the match at the same time. Number two is just as impressive as number one.
Yeah.
It's not like the time starts when you get in the ring. The time starts when the fucking bell goes. So technically they both start at the same time. So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a Royal Rumble trope that I fucking hate.
Oh, I know.
Oh, he came at number one. Great. So did number two. He came out the exact same time, essentially.
Yeah. So it doesn't make a difference when they come out, they're starting the match.
Right.
So Undertaker and Shawn Michaels wrestled in a casket match at the 98 Royal Rumble.
They sure did.
Why are all these Royal Rumble questions?
I don't care, man. I love the fucking Royal Rumble, and I'm going to slam each one of these questions, except for the ones that I missed because I don't listen to the years. And the one that messed you up.
Yeah. Kane came out and interfered
he
and
sure
cost
did.
Taker the match.
He sure did.
After closing the lid on the casket.
He set it on fire.
Oh, wow. Well,
he set the casket on fire.
You knew that one right away.
I sure did.
All right. Let's see.
But did you know that Undertaker wasn't in the casket?
No. He
there was not. So the casket is pushed up against the ring.
Yeah.
Because it's on the ground. And there's like a trap door, I think. And Undertaker like rolls... Like stop, drop, and rolls, like rolls out underneath the ring, and then the door comes back up, so you can't tell, and it's like flawless. So you think the Undertaker's in there,
yeah.
And then Kane takes an axe fucking chops away at it after they had locked it. Because you can notice that Kane and Paul Bear are like kind of like blocking the sides where like Undertaker would get out.
Yeah.
So you can't see anything with the camera. And then he gets out and they break it open with an axe. They pour gasoline in it and then they set the thing on fire. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have not seen that yet.
You've never seen that before?
I've never seen that.
Oh, that's so good. It's so good. It's right at the like. It's right at the ring ape. The ring entrance.
Oh, nice. So yeah, I'll have to go back.
There's like a mat and stuff. I'll show you the video before I go today.
Okay.
I'll find out. Pull it up.
All right. In the 94 Royal Rumble, who drew number one?
Scott Steiner did.
That is correct.
And then his brother Rick drew number three.
Okay. Yeah, they had it.
And number two, I believe, was... I don't remember number two. Oh, it was one of the head shrinkers. I don't remember which one it was, though, but it was one of the head shrinkers.
Yeah. See, now, okay, so that's from 98, so okay. Because one of the questions asks, who was known as the Beast, but it doesn't specify a year until you yet again go down to the bottom, and it says 98. In 98, who was the Beast? So we know it's not Brock Lesnar.
Who was the Beast in 1998? I have no idea.
The answer, Dan Severn.
Oh, my.
If it's any consolation, I wouldn't have got that.
Dummy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Yeah.
You got to wait till it stops blinking.
I should have fucking known that. Oh, my God. I'm like, the Beast. Yeah, Dan the Beast Severn, as in, yeah. Yeah.
That's okay. It's all right.
Oh, my God.
I would have gone immediately to Brock Lesnar if I hadn't have looked.
No, I fucking know. Oh, my God. I'm so mad at myself. If it had been like an obscure name and I was like, I don't know who that is. No, I fucking know. Sweaty Man. Sweaty Man with a t-shirt all the time.
Oh, jeez.
It was in the UFC. Him and Ken Shamrock had a thing because they were both in the UFC.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm literally sick to my fucking stomach right now that I do not. Oh, my God.
It's all good. It's all right.
My God.
So, what future two-time, this is a 1990s question. Two-time tag team champions that made their WWF debut in the 90s.
What? Future what?
Future two-time tag team champions.
Made their debut in the 90s?
In the 90s.
It's the Legion of Doom?
That is correct.
Okay. Jesus.
All right. So in 91, the Intercontinental Championship changed hands only once. At what pay-per-view was that event?
In 91?
Yeah.
Is it SummerSlam?
That is correct.
That's when Brett beat Perfect.
That is correct. Ric Flair defeated Macho Man for the WWF Championship which month in 92?
Oh, which month?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. What? It was at a house show, too. It wasn't even like a televised show.
That's probably why they're doing it.
Fucking bastards. And then Flair lost the title to Brett like just a couple months later or something.
They do give options, so I can give you options if you're...
Hold on. So it's 92, correct?
92.
Okay. So Flair has a title at 92. Keeps it up until WrestleMania. So he's got it from January to April.
Mm-hmm.
Macho Man wins the match in April at WrestleMania to take the title back from Flair. Flair says he's going to get the title, and every time he sees Elizabeth, he's going to kiss her on her moist, wet lips because that was the storyline, that Elizabeth was his before he was Macho's.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say he beat Macho Man in August.
Oh, so close.
What is it?
September. Yeah. Very, very close.
It's okay.
It's
okay.
So which wrestler did not enter the Royal Rumble in 94 despite drawing entry number 25?
Who didn't?
Yeah.
by entry number 25. Is that Bastion Booger?
That is correct.
Because he was a little sick.
Yep. When the Mountie beat Bret Hart for the WWF Intercontinental title, what was wrong with Bret?
He was sick. I already answered
that. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I was just reading the question. I'm like, wait a minute.
I already answered.
Hey, that means you got that one correct two times in a row.
He was sick.
Ricky Steamboat and Ric Flair wrestled each other for the last time in WCW at what event?
Chi-Town Rumble?
No. Spring Stampede.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. It's WCW. It was just throw a little sprinkle of
that
WCW
was,
in there.
That's probably 94 Spring Stampede, and I probably should have known that.
It's okay.
Because I've watched that pay-per-view before. It's actually a really good pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
It has one of my favorite wrestling moments in, like, history. So, I've showed you the video before. It's a match. It's a Chicago street fight between the Nasty Boys and Max Payne, who end up being Man Mountain Rock in WWF.
Mm-hmm.
And Cactus Jack, a.k.a. Mick Foley.
Oh, is that the one with the chair shot?
No, it's not the chair shot. So what happens is that one of the Nasty Boys like takes a shovel and like smashes it on top of Cactus's head and pins him for the 1-2-3. Mm. But that's not my favorite part. My favorite part is because WCW had like the elevated entrance that like basically met where the ring was.
Yeah.
You see like a back, like a behind shot of like where you would enter or whatever, and you just see, like, one of the Nasty Boys running with, like, half a table, and as Max Payne turns around, he just runs by him. He just hits him with the table and just keeps running. And I always think it's so funny because it's just, like, he's running, and then the last second, like, the guy turns and just bam!
Bam!
Right with the table.
Oh, that's right. I do remember you showing me that.
I laugh every time. Oh, it's so good.
That's great. I think we could probably end it here. It's like 32 minutes.
We can go longer if you want because I'm not going to my thing now. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll do a few more questions then. Let's see. During the summer of 93, manager Dr. Harvey Whippleman brought a tag team to the WWF. What was that team?
Ooh, a tag team in 93? Harvey Whippleman?
Yeah.
Are there options?
No, they don't give any options.
Fuck. Is it a tag team you've heard of before?
Actually, no. I've never.
Okay. 93. Who would be a tag team? I'm trying to think. I might take like three guesses at this because I'm trying to think of what Whippleman would have brought. So Whippleman brought in. He was with Kamala. Then Undertaker ruined Kamala because he had lost the casket match. And then he brought in Giant Gonzalez at 93's Royal Rumble to beat up The Undertaker. And that was a terrible angle and, like, the worst WrestleMania match The Undertaker's probably ever had.
So this is 93, but it's not.
No, I know. I'm trying to go through Whippleman's, like, chronological here.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud. Okay. 94, Whippleman was kind of involved. And I'm trying to think of when that tag team wasn't around then.
It is a team that only lasted 2 years.
Yep, because they're trash. I'm going to say, is it the Heavenly Bodies?
Nope.
Is it Well Done?
Well Done, that's correct, yep.
Yeah, that's a terrible team, by the way. Timothy Well and Stephen Dunn. Well yeah. Done.
Well Done.
And they were in, like, again, bright pink, bright neon green color schemes, and it was not good.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I that's why I probably never heard of them then, because it was a team that lasted 2 years.
Yeah,
and
they weren't very good.
No.
That was when we're getting to the point where WWF was unwatchable.
Yeah, oh, jeez. In June 96, Ron Simmons arrived in the WWF and was given the identity of Farooq Asad. Managed by Sonny, his gimmick was certainly different and completely unfitting him. What was Farooq's gimmick?
Was he like a gladiator?
That's correct, yep.
Yeah. Man, he was a gladiator, and he kicked, I think in like the first night he was there, he kicked Ahmed Johnson like in the kidney, but like legitimately like hurt Ahmed Johnson, and Ahmed Johnson had to have like life-saving surgery.
Really?
Yes.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
And then Ahmed Johnson, who by the way is one of the worst talkers in the history of fucking promos, he's terrible. Because you can't hear him because he just shouts the entire time and it's just unintelligible nonsense. him. They feuded for like over a year, if not more. Probably 2 years, actually.
Oh, okay.
So.
So what was the special stipulation of the 92 Royal Rumble?
The winner of the match won the title.
That is correct. It says there's always a first time for everything, and at the 91 Royal Rumble was the first time that an entrant had completely no-showed for a slotted time spot.
That's the Macho Man.
That is correct.
Because he was running away from the Warrior because he helped cost the Warrior the title against Sergeant Slaughter.
That is correct. The Legion of Doom returned at WrestleMania as LOD 2000. Who was their manager?
That was Sonny.
That is correct. Oh, it looks like that's the last question on this list. Okay. Yeah, that was the last question on that list. I mean, hey, most of them you got right.
Yeah, there's the one that the year screwed you up, I would have gotten right.
Yeah.
The Beast one, I should have gotten right. The Flair Steamboat one, I probably could have gotten right. And yeah, the Luger one, I would not have gotten that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, Stan Hansen's like, I don't know, Stan Hansen was older by then. I didn't think he was around that time. But it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, your turn.
My turn.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Jesus. I'm not going to do well at all.
We won't do 90s wrestling trivia.
All right.
What era would you say that you're somewhat proficient in?
I would say
like 2010s maybe.
2010s, yeah. Cuz that's when I really like it was like 2007 that I really started watching wrestling, like high school.
Well, we'll do 2010s trivia just to help you out.
Okay. All
right. This is, let's see. Hopefully this is easy to do because I hate these quizzes where you have to find them and you're like, I just want to answer the damn question.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Grab water while you're doing that. My lips are a little parched.
So if I guess wrong, will it tell me who it is? Oh, okay, good. So we're just gonna. Oh, see, I can't do that because
when you type in the search bar, type in trivia with answers. Usually it'll give you like a a thing.
It did. Wow. Look at you go.
Mm.
Oh, there's this website has WrestleMania trivia, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
All right. This is,
I'm gonna get most of these wrong. Just letting you people out there know.
No, it's you're good. You're all right. You're all right.
I have the brain of a goldfish.
Oh my god! All right, I'm just gonna give you miscellaneous wrestling. I'll give you. You have three different categories.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, four different categories. I think you've got just history, WWE history trivia, Royal Rumble trivia, WrestleMania, Hall of Fame and Championship trivia, wrestlers' birth and debut trivia, or miscellaneous. Want to just miscellaneous?
Yeah, we can go with miscellaneous. Yeah. Right.
So these are just gonna kind of be all over the place and just kind of do your best.
I'm gonna try my best.
In what year did the Undertaker debut in WWE?
Oh, was that 92?
No.
Am I off? Like really bad?
No.
93?
No, earlier, because if he won the title from in 91 at Survivor Series, he had to have been in the company before then.
Oh, so 90?
90.
Okay.
At Hartford.
Oh,
he debuted in Hartford at the 90 Survivor Series the same year that the Gobbledygookers.
Oh, yeah, arrived. That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
In what year did Monday Night Raw first air? Yeah, what year? You even asked me the question.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Brain of a goldfish.
You've said the year before. I'll give you three options though.
All right.
Did it air in 1992, 1993, or 1994?
I want to say 93.
It is 93.
Okay.
Yep. What position did Brodus Clay finish in the fourth season of NXT?
Oh my god.
1, 2, 3, or 4?
Oh, 3?
2.
Ah, oh, shit.
As of the start of 2013, how many world titles has HHH held? It doesn't say Triple H. It says HHH.
HHH.
But you knew who I was
Since the
about.
Start of what?
2013.
2013.
The answer is in the question.
13?
It is 13.
Damn.
William Regal is from which country?
England, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What is the collective name that the WWE gives to its fans?
The WWE Universe?
Yes. Which current superstar, well, not anymore, but which, at the time, what current superstar was known as the show-off?
Dolph Ziggler.
Yes. Nicholas Nemeth is the real name of which current WWE superstar?
Dolph Ziggler.
Yes. Who partnered with R-Truth in the tag team Awesome Truth?
The Miz. I was going to say Dolph Ziggler, but no.
Who ended CM Punk's reign? Who ended CM Punk's record-breaking title reign in 2013 at the Royal Rumble?
Ooh.
Is it A, John Cena?
You know, I was going to say Cena.
Is it B, Edge? Is it C, The Undertaker? Or is it D, The Rock?
I think it was Cena.
No, it's The Rock.
Oh, was it The Rock, really?
The Rock beat him because that's when they set up the once-in-a-lifetime match, I think.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay. Or no, it was the second time around, I think it was. Yeah. Yeah, it was the second time around, I think.
Okay.
When they had twice in a lifetime. Because Cena won the Rumble that year, and the match, I think, was for the title. I think it was the second time.
Second time around, then.
I think so.
Okay.
Which WWE superstar may use the move Trouble in Paradise?
Kofi Kingston.
Yep. William J. Russo is the name, real name of which current AEW superstar, because he's not a WWE superstar anymore.
What is it?
Jay Russo.
That's Christian.
It says William Russo, but if I said Jay, you would know. By the way, sidebar, did you see the match that Edge and him had?
I saw parts of it.
Did you see the hockey part?
No.
Oh, dude. So they were in Toronto. They must have been like two plants in the audience. He pulls a Bruins jersey. Edge pulls a Bruins jersey off of the fan, puts it on Christian, takes a Maple Leafs jersey, takes it off, and puts it on. And you've got Edge and Christian in a Bruins and a Leafs jersey, and they're fighting in the penalty box. Bro, it's so good. It's so good.
I'm going to have to go back and look
at that. Oh, my God. It was amazing. That's like the only part I saw, but I was like, that's fucking great.
Oh, I saw the part where he hit him with the bat.
Big spike thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. In which country was Chris Jericho born?
Canada, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who partnered with Kofi Kingston in the tag team Air Boom?
Evan Bourne.
Yes. Which current superstar is referred to as Y2J?
Chris Jericho.
Paul White is better known as which superstar?
The Big Show.
Darren Matthews is the real name of which WWE superstar?
Oh, Darren Matthews. Ooh. Are they wrestling right now?
He's British.
Is that Wade Barrett?
No. It's William Regal.
Well, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I always just call him William Regal.
Well, that's because that's what it is in kayfabe.
Yeah.
Bro, these would be so hard. These birth ones, these ones are so ridiculous.
The birth ones?
Yes. Like, it literally asks you, like, which year these, like, wrestlers were born.
Oh.
Like, how the fuck am I supposed to know that?
All right. I probably wouldn't.
We're going to try. Let's try Rumble trivia.
Why am I here? Are you getting text messages?
No.
Oh.
It's humming, I think, from this thing.
Oh, okay. So you heard it too. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we'll do Rumble trivia quickly, and then we'll save it. It's fine.
Saving the Rumble trivia?
Yeah, because you already asked Rumble trivia, and it's going to ask you to do years, and I don't want to watch you squirm and suffer. So
I'll suffer.
Just read off the socials to the people.
All right. We are the Wicked Case Podcast.
Are we?
We are.
Oh.
We are streaming on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn,
Deezer,
and wherever you get all major podcasts, as well as YouTube, but I have not uploaded to YouTube in like 3 or 4 weeks because it just takes too much time and I don't have the time. but eventually I will try to upload to YouTube. Phone number 774-764-9074. Email thewickedks@gmail.com. Our website is www.thewickedks.com. You can see us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter X at thewickedks. And patreon.com/wickedks, $3 a month or $2 a month. It's like a cup of coffee. It's like a McDouble at McDonald's.
No, it's more expensive. McDoubles are expensive.
Well, it depends. If you buy two McDoubles, they give you a deal now where you can get it for $2.
Oh.
So then you end up paying $4, but you get two McDoubles.
Oh.
I would know. I'm a fat boy.
So you have to do the deal, though. So technically, it's not the same.
Yeah. I mean, technically, if you go outright, you know. All right, so maybe like more like a four-piece nugget. That's all you got to do. Just sacrifice one four-piece nugget, give it to us, help feed our big fat boy mouths.
We don't need that.
My fat boy nut mouth always loves chicken nuggets. And that's pretty much all our socials and stuff. That's pretty much it.
Thanks for listening.
Stay
tuned for the WrestleMania episode next week. Peace and love, y'all.
Let's get wicked.
Wicked pisser.